Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 19th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Friday. Our scripture reading is Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Our scripture lesson comes from John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 22 through 23. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Pharisees knew quite well that it was God's work alone to forgive sins. They regarded Christ as a blasphemer because he whom they regarded as nothing more than a man presumed to forgive sins. Sin is forgiven in two ways. First, sin is driven out of the heart and grace is poured in. This God alone can do. Secondly, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed. This one man can do for another man. Christ here does both. He gives the paralytic the forgiveness of sins inwardly in his heart, and he proclaims the forgiveness of his sins outwardly to him by the means of his word. This is the forgiveness of sins by means of the word and the proclamation and public preaching of this internal forgiveness. This power belongs to all who are baptized Christians. Hereby, they praise Christ and carry the word of the forgiveness of sins in their mouth so that they can and may say, wherever they so desire and as often as it is necessary, "Take heart, your sins are forgiven. Believe it, be quite sure of it," and whatever words they choose to use. This proclamation will not cease among Christians until the last day. Your sins are forgiven you. Take heart and be assured. These words a Christian always has in his mouth, and he openly proclaims the word in which sins are forgiven. In this way, every Christian has power and authority to forgive sins. Let us pray. We bless and praise you, O Lord, for the wonderful privilege you have conferred on us as your children to announce the full and free forgiveness of sins to sinners. May we ever remain conscious of this privilege and practice it in love towards our neighbor, in and through Christ our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.